Track 7. Wild Boars and Runaway Trams. If you were responsible for engineering the tramway along this route, what would you need to consider? Materials, certainly. Carrying capacity, yes. But what about runaway trams? The designers left nothing to chance, and whether they learned from experience or forward thinking, the position of this bridge is no accident, as Adwell explains.
There is a tendency with these tramway bridges coming across the rivers in the various parts of our valleys in the Cwmtwrch area here, where the tramway comes and meets the bridge diagonally. The meaning of that is that should a journey, which I call a journey of trams that's loaded, run wild, when they come in on an angle to the river, they will go through and down to the riverbed itself, the trams, as against damaging a bridge.
The thinking behind this is that it is much easier to repair and salvage a few trams and their contents from the riverbed, rather than have the bridge out of action for maybe a week or more. So what about this great river? Much has been said about its use in extracting minerals, but what are the origins of its name? The direct translation of Twrch is boar, and the wild boar is an important animal in Celtic folklore. According to legend, a young man named Cilhwch, cousin of King Arthur, wanted the beautiful Olwen's hand in marriage. However, Olwen was the daughter of the chief giant Yspathaden Pencawr, and in order to marry her, Cilhwch had to obtain the scissors and a comb from the mane of Twrch Truith, the deadly wild boar. The full story can be read at the Waterfall Centre in Pontnefechan, which is also the start of the Fossils and Firebricks audio trail. And as the name suggests, this too is bursting with more fascinating industrial heritage and geology. And it is a closer examination of the rocks that we will undertake at Stop 8.
Follow the path alongside the river, and not the path through the gate to the left. Go through a bridle gate and listen to track 8 by the exposed rock face a further 20 metres ahead.